Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Undeniably Dairy. Did you know some cows might be snacking on seaweed? Dairy farmers are researching potential nutritional changes to their cows' diet to help reduce methane emissions. Additional research and innovation are helping them save water and spend less energy on every glass of milk. To learn more about what dairy farmers are doing to make their farms more sustainable, visit usdairy.com.
Thanks to Raycon for supporting Skim. Buy something small with a big impact. Go to buyraycon.com/skim today and get 15% off your Raycon order. Hello and welcome back to Skim. I'm Scott.
And I'm Kim.
And we're back doing a show. Gosh dang it. Freaking calm down. Put your signs down. Relax. Set a spell. Drink some tea. I don't know.
It's been far too long.
2 weeks.
I think it's three now.
No, it's only two. We've only been two this time. 2.6 day or two because we... No. 2.6. That is not correct.
I think you need an elixir.
I can look. our last episode, just for funsies, let's just see.
If
my brain is broken, I will gladly admit it. It's entirely possible I'm wrong. Oh, yeah, I'll admit it.
All right.
I admit when I'm wrong. Let's see.
January 20th.
It's the February 9th, so that puts us at... Hold on. don't jump the gun. All right, 20th was... What day was that?
A Friday.
Oh, no, it was a Friday. Okay, we did Friday. Okay, then the 27th
One,
came and went.
The two.
The third.
Tomorrow is 3 weeks.
Really?
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense.
The time is flying by and so much is going on.
I feel like we just did this.
Yeah.
I don't like it. No, sir, I don't.
Oh, we need a new picture on there. I don't have purple hair at the time. I mean, anymore. Right now.
But then you'd just be bald. That'd be weird. Right?
Yeah, that's true.
Not bald like...
Not any bigger earrings.
Let me describe...
picture.
Well, you know, you have three little... Carter did. It's Carter's art, and she did three little pips there.
Yeah.
It's like pips. What the captain gets on his thing. Anyway, Kim shaved her head, so it's actually really short. It's not like bald short. It's just... What do you call that?
Bald.
No.
Just kidding. It's
not
shaved.
Bald. You don't look like Brian Ibbett or anything. It's just shaved down. So you're looking all cool in like 1980s, early 90s.
Sinead
O'Connor.
Yeah.
You're about to tear up a picture of the Pope on the air. Don't tear up the Pope on this show. We're getting in trouble for that. We can't have that.
I won't do that.
Anyway, we're sorry
He's
for the delay.
Apparently
we had a real delay. We apologize for the length of it. I thought it was just... a week and a half or 2 weeks ago. I don't know what's wrong with
A
me.
Lot has gone on in the last 3 weeks.
Yeah, it's been busy. For example, Kim occasionally checks on Nextdoor, and the reason she does that is because sometimes weird neighbor stuff happens. You want to be aware.
I want to be aware of if anyone needs anything or if, you know.
Yeah, this guy's
weird
dying.
Weird stuff's going on, I can be like, oh, that same guy came by. So
right.
I need to know.
Right. And there's always a chance to make jambalaya for some stranger. That's how Kim lives. So there's this dude just... I don't know, a few streets down or something. Where was it?
It was over in Alicia's neighborhood. So It's not super close to us, but it happened to a few of the neighbors over there.
Okay, so
some
there's this
guy
dude.
Shows up.
There's this dude and two cronies with him. It's like 32
he
degrees.
He looks like he's about 20. The other two look like teenagers. So
yeah, they
I'm
look
not
much younger.
Sure.
Yeah.
What the deal was there.
The entire thing had a weird vibe, but these quote unquote kids, this 20-something guy, and again, it's cold and snowy out, or the snow is out. It's in the 20s. Oh, I thought it was like 32 or something.
Well, it depends on what time of day.
Yeah.
It may have gotten up to 32, but most of the days have been in the high 20s.
Yeah. And low 30s. This guy shows up at this dude's house on his Ring doorbell video, shirtless.
Pants rolled up.
Yeah, pants were not even shorts, just like...
Pants rolled up and shirtless. He's like,
Dockers okay. looking pants. I haven't seen a pair of Dockers in about 100 years.
Couple of tats, no big deal.
Whatever.
Looked like a normal guy with a shirt on.
Kind of a weird hair ball in the middle of his chest. Kind of a weird, twisty little hair
That's
ball.
Why I think he was in his 20s. It's like teenagers aren't getting that much chest hair at the moment.
That's true. I never get any. Never had any. Does that make me manly or not manly?
I'm fine with it. You
preferred
it. Really.
Yeah, you preferred it. Who cares what anyone else thinks? Anyway, so these guys come up to the thing, bing bong, and then he goes over. It looks like he's going to hug the bush that's there.
The shrub. Yeah.
And as soon as he's about to embrace it, the door opens and it interrupts him, and he turns around and says, "Oh, hi, this is so-and-so and so-and-so and so-and-so, and we're in your neighborhood today just checking on your solar panel needs."
It was the weirdest... They did this to multiple houses. I have a baseball bat by the front door, and I kind of wanted to, like, I hope they come by so I can scare them.
Yeah, just, we don't want to hurt them. Dude, we just want to scare them. Just want to go.
That kind of thing, though, is weird. What if a kid answered the door?
No, all of it's weird. None of it's good. You know, if I was that dude, I would have said, oh, hold on a second. Grab that bat.
Let me get my taser.
Okay. Yeah. Now say, what is it again about solar energy you'd like to talk about? Real funky. I didn't like it.
I think he had to have been on something to be running around shirtless. It was cold.
Yeah, it did feel like that dude was maybe on some sort of stimulant drugs.
That makes you feel hot.
Methamphetamine is my guess.
Perhaps.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was just weird. And the other two were just standing there. They never said anything.
Nope.
They just were standing there looking at the guy at the door. I'm like, what is going on?
They remind me of the silent characters in the Gorillaz band and their videos that just sort of stand and stare with their blank eyes. That's what they reminded me of. It didn't feel right. None of that felt right. It was all weird.
And then on the same day I saw that, some guy was just walking through our back alley. And I know my neighbors, so I know it was none of my neighbors.
Yeah. And he jumped a fence, right?
There's no reason to be in the back alley because it's literally everyone's garages. I don't know if he was scoping for garage doors open or what, but he was walking through the middle of the street in the back alley.
Yeah.
It's no sidewalks. It's just everyone's backyards.
Right.
So, and then he goes around our house because I'm like, okay, what's going on here? And he jumps a couple of fences to get to the road. And by the
Did
time
he jump
I
our
out,
fence? Or no,
the neighbors.
Oh, I would have murdered
him. The one
him.
Right next door that's, you know, that little kid used to live there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, those fences. Like, he jumped over them and then walked down the sidewalk. And I'm like, what?
Not cool.
What's going on? You know,
I got to get more cameras is what I need.
You need more cameras.
I only got the one. You know what? I am going to do it. Maybe today.
Today.
Maybe
Let's
today.
Let's do it.
I think I finally lock
it's
in on that business.
To at least, I mean, we have dogs, so they know when something's up.
Oh, yeah. And
They'll
one of them
know,
will tear you to
but
pieces.
But I'm like, that's weird.
It is weird. I don't like any of it. So, yeah, I mean, it's easy to see some weird one-off like this on video and just go, oh, no, the neighborhood.
No, we're not feeling that way, and it isn't even my neighborhood they were in.
Right.
It just was weird, and I thought, people are getting weirder.
Where do you think that guy is now? If you had to guess, where is he right
what guy?
This second? That dude with no shirt that was hugging the bush.
Oh, my gosh, I have no idea. He had to have crashed somewhere.
I think he's like in a...
his two friends' house.
He's in the back of a Reliant K, like... smoking something out of an old pipe. I'm telling you, I can picture it. I've seen
Breaking Bad.
I don't
know what was going on. It was just weird. And all the other neighbors are like, well, maybe he's homeless. And I'm like, it was weirder than that.
Yeah. He looked a little boneless. He needs to get some, he needs some healthy rehabilitation, that guy.
If a homeless guy came to your door,
yeah,
he's going to be backpacked up and got a coat on.
Yeah. These guys look like they just left.
Just running the neighborhood. Annoying people.
They look like they just left Woodstock 99.
Yeah.
That's how they looked.
So anyway, keep an eye out.
They look like they play backup band parts in the Chili Peppers.
I don't want someone coming and doing that and then just stealing packages. I mean, there's lots of that going on too, where people
porch pirates.
Apparently we're number 3. I think we talked about this before in the country.
Yeah.
Salt Lake City
or the whole state? I don't know.
Lots of that going on.
Which is weird because we're low in crime. In other categories, we're way low, like violent crime and stuff like that. But in porch piracy. I think it's because we all have a bunch of, there's a lot more porches here. Like there are a lot of porches and they're very accessible. It's a lot of sort of just pull up, walk up a short path, grab the thing and get the F out.
Not a lot of fences, front yard fences.
I actually think ours is hard because we have this kind of twisty business where you got to go around these rocks and stuff and go up the stairs. Yeah. You have to make a little bit of a risk at our house if you're going to do it. And so I don't think we've ever had it.
And they can see that right away.
And there's a camera, yeah. So watch out, losers. Also, we are spending a lot of time getting ready for Vegas. I have some good news, by the way. If you're coming to TMS Vegas this year or Viva TMS Vegas, it's a little event we do every year for our morning show that I host with Brian Ibbett. And this year, Kim has taken it upon herself to be the primary pivot point for all things swag bags. And that's great for a couple of reasons. One, she, you know, we can control it here and have everything happen the way we want it to. But also, she's made some really rad, cool decisions about what's in there. I'm not going to give away what it is, but people are going to like it.
It was fun. It's fun. It's fun. I work on it every year anyway. I'm putting them together usually.
You always put them together.
But I wanted to get them, you know.
Yeah.
I just wanted to be a part of it, and that's kind of fun for me.
Yeah, it's fun. It's like,
that is my love language, I've decided, is gifts.
It totally is. Yeah.
And so I think that's why I think I wanted to be part of it.
When she's in the middle of her 14 days of Valentine's doohickey.
Yeah.
Where, see, do I have anything here that you brought me?
I don't know if I brought a lot of it downstairs.
A lot of it's upstairs.
Your office. It's all in your room.
Cleaning up today. But yeah, she does these little gifts every day. It's like, oh, here's a thing of jerky with no sugar in it. Hey, here's a thing.
I did a hot wing sauce with no sugar.
Yeah, that stuff's good.
Oh, I found the ketchup sprinkles.
Ketchup salt.
It's like a seasoning.
Yeah.
Ketchup seasoning.
It tastes like ketchup, dude. And that may sound gross. Some of you may think that's gross.
Scott loves ketchup, though.
I love it. Well, I love it in the right context, right? Don't like it on a hot dog.
It tastes like the Canadian ketchup chips, though.
It does,
That's what it reminds me of.
If we made our own homemade cut, like potato chips or something, we should put that
wedges.
On there.
Oh, that'd be good.
Why don't we do that? Should we do that?
I can do that. You were trying to not eat a lot of potatoes.
I'm cutting down on the potatoes.
Although I made Zuppa Toscana today, and it has potatoes. Just not a lot.
That's fine. I love that stuff. Oh, my gosh. It's got kale in it?
Yep.
It'll neutralize the potatoes. It'll be fine.
Is that how it works?
I think that's how it works. One fights the other, and only one can win.
Only the kale can win.
And the potato's slow and round and dumb-looking with little hair sticking out of it.
I only put a few in there, so it shouldn't be bad anyway.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to that. Anyway, getting ready for Vegas. It's going to be fun. And I'm telling you, you're going to notice. You're going to get these swag bags. Those of you who are getting them in the mail and those of you who are getting them at the event, because some of you can't come but want the swag, you're going to look at them and go, this was crafted by a caring, loving lady hands, is what you're saying.
Crafted? Wow. I didn't make anything. I just ordered things.
Well, I'm making stuff for it, but it's going to look so much better in her presentation.
Nice.
Anyway, keep your eye on that. That's fun stuff. And if you are like, wait a minute, that's happening again this year? I've missed the show. I'm behind on TMS. I forgot all about it. Tickets are still available over at vivatmsvegas.com. You can just reserve yours now and come and hang out with us. There's still time.
Tickets to go come with a swag bag, and you can buy just a swag bag if you're not going to be able to make it.
Yep. We'll do tickets all the way up through the early part of April. We'll have a cutoff at one point because we got to, you know, lock in on how many people we're dealing with. But yeah, you got lots of time. So head on over there and check it out. Okay. I got a question about this yesterday, and it made me think some more about it because last night I wake up in the middle of the night, like 3 o'clock in the morning, and my calf has seized up. We call that a Charlie horse. Some people call it there's other words for
muscle spasm.
Muscle spasm, whatever. My calf just, I guess I rolled over, stretched, and then immediately just like, it was like throbbing and it got all like hard and it looked like I looked like a little mini Schwarzenegger trying to get out of my leg, right? And it was killing me. I thought I was going to freaking yell. So I sit up in bed next to you going, oh, and I made it sound like, oh, and you didn't wake up.
No, I didn't hear you.
I'm glad. But here's my point. Is late marriage just a series of nights of waking up startled in the middle of the night for whatever reason? Is that what it is?
Sometimes.
Feels like it, right? When one of the kids or one of their kids gets sick, you're like, you wake up and you worry. We put the dog away, you wake up and you worry. What was that sound? You wake up and you worry. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Why is the neighbor putting his garbage out to the curb at 4 o'clock in the morning? You wake up and you worry. I don't know. Is that just us?
You're
just
not getting any sleep.
It feels like it. It feels like I'm actually getting, I feel like super rested today. I don't feel tired at all. And I guess I did sleep prior to that and then after that, but man, what's the deal? And I know, you know, the older you get weird little pains, stupid little things like that.
And you just don't sleep as well.
Yeah. But usually when I've had ever, and like when I was playing basketball when I was much younger, Kim, if I had a thing like that, that would happen frequently because you're, you know, those muscles are getting worked out, didn't stretch good enough or whatever. And Kim would be there to grab it, hold it, you know, make sure.
I didn't even hear you.
Yeah, she didn't hear a thing. So I was on my own last night. I was like,
you have to wake me up. I'm not going to wake you Charlie up. Charlie Orr's. That's our, something to wake up to.
That's our code word. Charlie Horse. The chicken has left the roost. The chicken has left the roost. Yeah, I don't know. It's a weird thing. But if any of you out there can relate, let me know. I'd be real curious what you think about all that. All right. I want to take a second to talk about our friends at Raycon. I love them. They are my favorite earbuds. Yeah, you heard me. All you people with your premium priced earbuds out there, you heard me. I think Raycon's better than the stuff you got. Not trying to shame you. What I'm trying to say to you is maybe go try these out. You'll be blown away and you're not going to spend a lot of money doing it. Anyway, I really, really like Raycon. And, well, it's a new year, right? This is the time of year. Everybody's talking about big changes. Mm-hmm. Waking up at 4, thinking about those changes, which is all well and good. But most of the time, they're kind of unrealistic. Like, this is the year I'm going to be elected to Congress and I haven't done anything for you. That's not going to happen.
No.
Right?
That's not going to happen.
No, it is not going to happen. But, you know, it depends on what you want to do. In my case, I have a couple of goals and I'm not necessarily going to share out loud, but they're things that I think are doable this year. And that's the goal. I'm one of them about to do. I'm going to publish this card game, right? Well, let me tell you something that made that easy. Wasn't easy, but getting all of that stuff ready, it was great to pop those in my head. I've been listening to a lot of Enya. Sorry, everybody. I mean, well, I don't know if I'm sorry. I shouldn't apologize. I love Enya.
No, you
all right.
Need to apologize.
Unapologetically love Enya. And boy, howdy, does she know how to chill me out when I'm trying to be productive and get work done. And she sounded amazing on those earbuds. So you don't have time to, you know, go break the bank and make some huge big deal purchase. Get these Raycons. I love them. I love them and I use them every day. We're teaming up with Raycon. Go to buyraycon.com/skim right now. That's today to get 15% off your Raycon order. They're premium audio at the perfect price point, so you can build great habits without breaking the bank. And it's just like today, I have a huge bunch of stuff I want to try to accomplish before my Thursday's over, and I'm going to put those in my ears, and you're not going to be able to even hear me, Kim, or talk to me. You'll be able to, like, maybe if I turn on the awareness mode, maybe I'll let you have you in my ear. But right now, I'm not planning on it, so just so you know, that's your Thursday. Anyway. I got stuff to do and I'm going to do those within those right there in my ears. And, they started half the price of other premium audio brands and you don't have to choose between products. You can get one of each or a pair and a spare, we like to say, and still pay less than you would for some of these other guys. All right. Even if you know you'll love your Raycons as much as I do, Raycon wants to make sure you feel great about your purchase. They offer buy now, pay later options. Every purchase has an easy, free, and easy to do return guarantee. So that's super simple. And I love it. The 3 customizable sound profiles are amazing. The earbud tap functions, super easy and intuitive. I like the noise isolation like I'm going to use today. Awareness mode if I need to hear people. And these custom gel tips are the perfect, most comfortable fitting in ears I've ever worn. They're amazing. They're also water and sweat resistant.
Perfect for working out.
That's right. Crystal clear call quality as well. I talk to Kim on them all the time. You never know I'm on those, do you?
No.
Yeah, you know, you're just thinking I just sound like I'm in the room. Fantastic. Anyway, ready to buy something small with a big impact? Go to buyraycon.com/skim today and get 15% off your Raycon order. That's buyraycon.com/skim to score 15% off. All right, Kim, did you come here in the mood for emails?
Absolutely.
Because gosh dang it. We got emails this week. Boy, howdy. Here's one from Jeff Sire. He sent this. Jeff. We love Jeff. Jeff's great. skimshow@gmail.com is where he sent this. Oops, I skipped ahead. I'm not going to read him first. Who am I reading first? You know what? I'm going to read Christine's first. We'll get back to Jeff in a second. So that's just a hint of what's to come. Christine Fletcher wrote in.
Cool. Love, yeah, Christine.
Love Christine. She says, hello, friends. I was so glad to hear that Phoebe was able to be treated for her tongue tie. I was sad to hear that it took 15 weeks for her to get it figured out, but now nursing should be so much better. Tongue tie is poorly understood, and its impacts can be lifelong. Almost all of the children I see, and she's a child speech therapist. Mm-hmm. That's what she does. That's why she's keying in on this. Almost all the children I see who have a speech or language delay are tongue-tied. Pediatricians receive very little training about tongue-tying or tongue-tie, and unless they are willing to admit that and refer it to a specialist, children go untreated. It is just a simple procedure that can have huge impacts, not only on nursing, but speech development, oral facial development, and transition to table foods and more. Excited to see you in Vegas, Christine. I love hearing professional opinions. I love it.
Yeah, she's doing so much better.
Are we sure Van never had that? Because he was a little slow in the beginning to
he just wasn't as talkative. But verbalize. That's, I think she's going to be a talker because he's so loud. He's a talker now.
But knowing Taylor, she'd be like, she'd do this with Phoebe and then go, open your mouth, Van. I want to, you know, like, you know what I mean? Because she'll start wondering if
so
it's
Phoebe
everywhere.
Actually had a lip tie and a tongue tie. So she got both of those taken care of the same day. And she has been just, she's the happiest kid.
She's very happy now. And she smiles differently.
Yeah, she smiles bigger, for sure.
Her face is a bigger smile, and she also had a cold, but she's over that now, I think, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, babies are doing good.
See you in Vegas.
See you in Vegas, Christine. Cindy also wrote in. Hey, it's our old pal Cindy. Eyeball
Sweet.
Cindy.
Sweet.
Yeah, we love Cindy. I won't say her last name. I don't know if she wants me to say her last name. I won't say it. Anyway, it's Eyeball Cindy. We know who you are. She says, I feel Phoebe's pain with the laser treatments in her mouth. I had exact same thing done to me in December. Oh, man. She's like my age. In all my years of dental appointments, 53 years worth, maybe 51, I had to have teeth before going to the dentist. No one ever had mentioned this. Last November, I saw a dentist in our office, and our hygienist said, has anyone ever told you you're tongue-tied? Turns out I was tongue-tied and lip-tied, so they did the laser in December, and my mouth was sore for a month. I'm glad Dylan and Tay had this done while Phoebe is little. I texted my mom and told her I was sending her and Dad the bill.
Good for you.
Love you guys, Cindy. Well, Cindy, I'm glad that it got done and that I'm sad that it hurt so bad, but it's like circumcision, man. You want to do that while you don't remember.
Although,
right?
It's way better than it used to be. It used to be a clip where they cut it. Now it's laser, so it cauterizes automatically, or like as it's going on.
Yeah.
So it's a lot faster. It doesn't have like open sore bleeding things going on, so it's way better now.
She didn't get into it, but I want to know, what did you notice? Is it, can you enunciate more? Can you, I don't know, did it have an effect on an older mouth?
Oh,
like a fully developed person?
I knew someone in their teens that had a tongue tie, but she just couldn't stick her tongue out. It was really weird. Like, she could go right to the edge of her lips.
You're the opposite of tongue-tied, by the way.
Yeah, that's true.
Kim can do full Gene Simmons move. For real. Like, she'll stick her tongue out, and I don't know when it ends. Just goes and goes and goes.
I'll show you in Vegas.
Oh, my gosh. Everybody going to Vegas? Corner Kim at some point and say, stick your tongue out as far as it goes.
I'm only doing it once. Everybody better be there.
All right, one time. That's it. Plus, you never want to keep your mouth open too long in Vegas. Something's going to land in there. Anyway, just kidding. We love Vegas. Here's one from Scott and Kim. Oh, this is Jeff Sire. We're moving on to Jeff now.
Hey, Jeff.
Hi, Jeff. Says Scott and Kim.
Say hi to Jen.
Yeah, say hi to Jen for us. Don't want to weigh in on the discussion at all. I just wanted to say how great it is that you're talking about this stuff. People screaming at each other and that not changing anyone's mind. It's open discussions like this with open minds and good hearts. It's okay to be wrong and correct yourself. When we had the gay marriage discussion here in Canada, I initially disagreed with it. To me, marriage had always been between a man and a woman, or one man, one woman. He wrote I, woman, but I don't think he meant that. That's an old Apple product that never made it off the ground, the I, woman. Anyway, I thought a gay couple deserved all the same rights. I was just hung up on the word. Then Jenna and I were watching a Shakespeare play, and I realized it was the same thing. I recognize all the words in the play, but it's hard to follow because many of the words have different meanings today. So I was receptive to the change by reasoning my way through it, where if someone had been yelling at me, I would not. Anyway, great discussion, says Jeff.
Thanks, Jeff.
Yeah, I agree.
Absolutely.
I feel like that's
We're all learning constantly.
But he also, I think he's touched on something that I just, after getting his email the other day, I realized that I think I've been doing my entire quote unquote career in podcasting for the however many, I've been doing this since what, 99 when I started posting stuff. I almost think, even though sometimes it's been specific, like, oh, the instance is about World of Warcraft, or Core is about video games and the industry, or this show is about you and me, or whatever. But in the end, at the end of the day, if I really analyze the entire lineup from all those years up till now, I think at least a good percentage portion of it is me working through this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Not in my own head, like I need to change the way I think, although it that has that effect, but wanting that dialogue to be actively happening and not just throwing stones at each other and yelling at each other and playing team sports.
Yeah,
just
let's have a discussion, whatever the topic.
Right.
Let's discuss it and hear from both sides and all the sides, and some people are just questioning it.
Yeah. And if you important. And even if, you know, that's some of that stuff people don't really want to hear. They say that, but they don't. I guess my whole thing is I'm just certain there are good, smart, willing people who also want this exact thing and will listen with that ear and not be the ones that were like, because occasionally we'd bring up something, I don't know, a social issue on a show about World of Warcraft, and people would immediately write in and say, stick to the game. I don't tune in for this.
Wow.
All the time. And I don't care. It's like, whatever. Go away then.
I think it's important to have an open discussion, though, with whatever it is you're talking about. People need to be heard, yeah, which is really important.
Yeah.
But also listen.
Yeah. Just, yeah. I don't know. It's weird. You tapped into something there, Jeff, and I've been thinking about it ever since. So thank you for that email. It means a lot. Brie in Chile wrote in. Says, Pedro Pascal is Chilean. Also a national treasure. Love, Brie. I think it's because we may have said he was a national treasure, and he's not from here, but he is an American citizen, and I think that's why we said that. But he's also, I would call Pedro Pascal an international, you know what? Universal treasure.
There you go.
Across the known universe, Pedro Pascal, considered by all.
It's just a treasure.
Foretold by Carl Sagan many years ago. No, I didn't pay. Just an actor doing stuff. But speaking of which, we're a week behind on The Last of Us because they're doing one early Friday night, tomorrow night, because they don't want to compete with the Super Bowl.
That's a good
on Sunday. So Kim and I are going to, we're going to get a twofer. It's like watching a movie. We're
probably going to get a pizza and a twofer.
Oh, shut up. I would love a thin crust pizza right now. You have no idea. I've been trying to eat better all week, and I am craving
The first thing I thought when you said that is like, don't say that. Van doesn't hear you, need to hear you say shut up. He's in trouble every time he says that.
Is he getting in trouble when he says that?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, the other day he dropped the S word because he got it from his parents, I'm sure. But what did he do? He was in his little chair, and he like dropped food, and he went, shit.
It was really cute. And they just both looked at each other like, do we say something?
You got to do
it.
You know what? They're doing it the way we did it, which was if you freak out, this is when you give your kids problems. They hear you freak out and demonize something, and now they're really curious.
Yeah.
And also scared, and also a million other emotions that they didn't really need to have about it.
If you say shut up or a swear word, yeah, they'll go, that's not a nice word.
Yeah, he'll tell me it's not a nice word.
That's not a nice word. And I'm like, but I was scared. Oh, okay. That's what he told me the other day.
Yeah.
Because I was yelling at someone driving. Of course, they can't hear me, but Van can.
Yeah. He's so cute, though. The other day, he stayed over one night the other day. And I sneezed really hard while we were on the couch. He was watching Bluey. And I sneezed really hard. And he walks over and touches my leg. And he goes, you okay? Pops, you okay? You okay?
He's so sweet.
And I'm like, I'm
He's
okay.
A funny kid.
He goes, it hurts. It hurts. I said, no, it's just a sneeze. He goes, okay, and went back and watched, you know, the rest of Bluey, which I think is partly parenting him. I think Bluey's
it's,
a third
it's
parent.
It's at least a nice show.
No, oh, it's so wonderful. It's wonderful.
None of the kids are brats. None of the...
No, it's wonderful. It's everything I wish we would have had for our kids when they were growing up. Barney was mindless and stupid. Blue's Clues had heart, but whatever.
Although I will notice, I do notice that some of his words are, they sound a little Australian. He goes, "Do you want to go downstairs?"
Oh, yeah. He's starting to get a little in the
That's
accent.
That's the only thing I...
It's super cute.
But it's adorable.
There's nothing wrong with that. I would love it if he had an Australian accent. No complaints. But it's, you know, our kids had stupider stuff. It wasn't all bad, but some of that kids' programming back then, I mean, the Teletubbies was indiscernible. What was the other one that, Dora! What's the map say? You know, I freaking hate that show. Hated Dora the Explorer. Anyway, sorry to any little girls that grew up on it. All right, I apologize. Moving on to this one. I told you we got a lot of emails today.
Awesome.
Harold wrote in. Hi, you two. I just wanted to write in and say how much I enjoy Skim and how much of an inspiration it is to me. I grew up with two parents who loved each other, but whose conflict resolution style was scream first, have makeup sex later.
Whoa.
About everything. Can't balance the checkbook? Screaming. Overcooked the steak? Screaming. But then there's the makeup sex later.
Still.
It's pretty good sex. Sorry. The race... The relationship was always volcanic, with boundaries and mutual respect being non-existent. As their only child, it was a lot. Oh, I imagine so. Anyway, not wanting to turn this into Therapy Thursday with Wendy, but you guys model a better way. With a, you put a registered trademark next to it. At times, I'll be honest, it's difficult to listen to because it shines a light on where I can do better as a husband and father. But it gives me a great model about how to respect your kids and watch them grow into adults. And how to love each other for 30 years into a lifelong committed relationship. All that is to say, something has to cheese you off about one another. Can you talk about a time when there was conflict and how you got through it effectively? Learned a lot in the past year about that, but always interested in more ideas. Best, Harold. All right, Kim, let it fire. What do I do? What have I done that just cheeses? What's our most cheesed off moment? It's hard for me to think of one.
I don't think I have a super cheese, like, specific thing. I get tired some mornings of walking around picking up yours and all the kids in the past shoes.
Oh yeah, I leave my
socks.
Shoes everywhere.
Wherever he watched TV or chilled out or was drawing on his iPad, it's like there's his shoes and socks. And I wake up in the morning, he's working, and I'm like walking around the house, going, "And here's someone's jacket, and here's someone's shoes, here's someone's socks."
Yeah,
just like picking up after everyone. I'm like, this is my normal
it's
routine
all
now.
Pretty minor though, right?
Yeah, that's super minor.
That's minor.
It really isn't even a big deal. I just kind of go, we're all adults here.
Yeah. I feel like 2023 to about 2021 felt like everybody was a little bit more on edge,
mm-hmm.
because of a more sort of national global problem we are having. And I think that put us on edge. And I'm sure this is true of everyone, whether they want to admit it or not, that had an effect on people. But even then, we never really fell apart.
No, I feel like we kind of got closer then because we were talking more. Mostly because all three kids had moved out, and we were like, okay, what do we need to do for this one? What do they need? We were constantly talking, so it wasn't really a worse situation for us.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not trying to, sorry for all you that were yelling at each other, but I think that was happening a lot.
Yeah, we know it was. No
one had an outlet.
Yeah.
You also couldn't go out of your house half the time to have an outlet during the
I feel like
worst
we had we had the same levels of frustration. We just didn't take it out on each other, and I think that takes work. You got to, cuz especially when we're here alone, it's easy to, you're the only other human target within range, right?
Yeah.
So it was something
gotta yell at somebody.
Yeah, but I don't feel like we did. And plus we had that earthquake. That made me feel like, man, we can never not be together on this.
Just
felt apocalyptic in some ways. It was weird.
What about me? What do you have that cheeses you off?
It doesn't cheese me off, because again, it's all minor stuff. Like you and the girls, my two girls, have a shared quality that you guys bump heads on all the time, or sometimes, which is you're all very at your core. You're extremely kind-hearted, giving, generous, charitable, all of that. But you're all very stubborn at the same time somehow. It's hard to explain. But like, what will happen is there'll be a thing that's minor, no big deal, but you guys are so stubborn that it'll simmer for a bit. And then cooler heads prevail and everything's fine and everyone comes together. It's just there's these little moments. And it's not a you thing specifically. It's just the females in my life. And I'm not saying all girls. I'm just saying Kim, Carter, and Taylor share this bead of truth. That is,
we are all stubborn.
They're
when
stubborn.
We think we're right about something.
Yeah. And sometimes, you know, that can get weird, but it's not weird. And like I say, it's like a small thing. It's like today before the show, Kim's like, hey, can we record a little bit early? And I said, yeah, sure, no problem. I'll be down there. In my head, I said, I'll be down there waiting for you. And then she just didn't come and didn't come.
All I yelled down when you were going downstairs was, let me know.
Yeah. So she thought she was waiting for me. I thought I was waiting for her. Again, that's not anything to fight about or get dumb about. It's just tiny. So I don't have a good example of like a, there was never like days of not talking.
No. Or,
what's another, like we have friends, I won't say their names, but we had friends and whenever they'd fight, we were close enough to them that one of them would come hide over with us.
Yeah, they'd show up at our house. And
the other one would eventually come looking.
Yeah, he would show, or she would show up at our house with like, I just need to hang out. We're in an argument right now. And we were like, this is so weird.
And they were flat out fights.
We were like in the other room going, this is so weird.
It is weird. We were like, is this weird? Is this not how people live, is it? This is weird. So I don't know. I think it just comes down to...
The fun part was whenever he would then show up at the door, hey, is she over here? And we're like, yeah.
It's like, she's here, dude. Okay, tell her to come out here. I'm like, I don't want to be in this.
Why are we in the middle of this?
Yeah. I want to sit down and watch X-Files. What are we doing? That was the era. Mid-90s, baby. All right. One final. Harold, I hope that helps. I feel like we don't have good examples, but... And we're not being, this is the other thing. Somebody, who was it, Amy the other day? Amy Robinson, she said she wasn't sure Skim was our real dynamic until she rode in the car with us in Vegas. And she went, that is exactly what.
I remember that car ride because I was like, you're talking and talking. I'm like, Scott, you got to pull up the map. Where are we going? I don't know where I'm going. Where's the parking lot? And she's just laughing.
She was losing it. Yeah. Glad we didn't die that night. It wouldn't have been as funny if we died, but.
We weren't like,
no, it
I just
was
didn't
fine.
Know where I was going. It's dark. And I'm like, I don't know where the parking lot is for this. And we were going to the, what's that
the
green
bar.
Thing? The eye. It looks like the eye in London, the Ferris wheel. And I'm like, where are you supposed to park for this? And you're like, I don't know.
What's that thing called? I forgot now. The go around a circle and drink as much as you can ride.
Well.
Which I don't go on because I don't drink. Although Kim went.
I went.
Yep.
It was fun.
It was fun. She doesn't drink either, but she's up there, you know.
It was a ball.
Everyone around her is drunk, like three sheets to the wind.
Well, and it was also like, here, you can go on this one with everybody and take pictures and see everything. Or you can be on this one and pay a lot more and you can have all the drinks you want. But I'm like, what?
You know what? I had two fears about that. One, I have a horrible fear of heights. Horrible.
This is true.
I lose my mind. One of our first dates Kim and I ever had is where I learned that I had it so bad. I didn't even know.
Yeah, we didn't know until you're up there. We're on a Ferris wheel,
yeah.
An older Ferris wheel.
In Lagoon, which is like an old German ride.
We're at the very top, and it stops and kind of, you know, and they're letting other people on. It kind of rocks a little, and he was like, don't move.
Don't move. And I kind of hugged the middle of the thing and
he
closed
my eyes.
He
sat on the floor and hugged the middle, and I was like, okay, now we know that there is
a real problem
there. I was
so freaked out. And I didn't know that until I was up there. So since then, any kind of height stuff completely throws me. So I couldn't do it on that level alone. That would have been enough for me to just have a terrible time. But secondly, I'm always sure that on that one where they have the drinking cars and they have the non-drinking cars, if you're on a drinking car, you're going to end up with some dude who's on his third run and he's going to hurl on somebody. He's going to puke in that tiny place. I was sure of that. I don't think it happened, but I was still sure of it. You know what happens, though.
That was a rough day because I didn't know what to do. I didn't know you had a fear of heights, so I'm like...
Yeah, that date just, was a weird one because the whole date, great, no problem. Everything's fun. We're having a good time. I don't mind rides. Like,
yeah.
Even like ones that go high for a second, like a roller coaster. I'm okay because I know they're going down. I don't know. It's thrilling and it's whatever. But when a Ferris wheel's this slow ascent... And then when
and
you get to the
and
top,
you, kind of stop,
you sit there.
You stop 30 times because everyone has to get on.
Yeah.
So and you're like, we're still not there. We're still not there at the bottom.
And then it's like, oh, it moved a little. Oh, no, it stopped again. Oh, no, it moved a little. And also,
but
we're
when
sitting.
When it moves a little, it kind of rocks.
We're sitting so on an old German ride that's like 20 years old that they got a discount on and moved it over here to the States on some container ship.
I will say the one in Vegas doesn't move like that. It takes 30 minutes to go around once. And you don't feel anything.
Right.
You can see that you're moving a very, very slow pace.
Yeah. It's a cool, it's modern and cool and it's nothing wrong with it. But you know what's crazy? Right where we were standing below that, there was when they had their floods in Vegas last year, after we were there, just
right
that whole
that.
Area was all rivered out right there.
Yeah.
Right where we were standing. Totally nuts. Anyway, Let's move on. We got one final message. This is from Digital Reaper. Okay. Says, I'd like to say your guys' relationship, that's how he wrote it. It's fine. It feels like he's from Utah or something.
You guys.
You guys's. Says, you guys' relationship is the goal I want for my wife and I. In other words, she does the cooking while I play video games all day. Just kidding, he says.
Better be.
One of my favorite podcasts to listen to, a prime example of a happy, loving relationship, Digital Reaper. Well, thanks, man. I appreciate that. But I also like the joke. It's very funny. I wish I played that often. Kim probably wishes she cooked that often. But we have a much more nuanced existence.
Yeah, if I cooked as much as I want to some days, we'd have way too much food in our house.
Well, that's the truth. Okay, a quick thing here. I always tell you guys this, but you never seem to do it on Skim. I don't know if you're embarrassed or scared or what, but I love getting voicemails, and the voicemail line is a place you can do that, 801-471-0462. By the way, today I figured out, I didn't know this, but it was ringing like 9 times for people before it answered. I fixed that. It now just goes straight to voicemail. You don't have to worry about it.
Good, good, good.
Anyway, 801.
Thanks for letting us know.
Yeah, 801-471-0469-62. Gosh dang it. Let me do that again. 801-471-0462.
Yep, that's the one.
Where did I get the 9?
I don't know.
Oh, 69. Anyway, so I sent myself one so you could hear an example. All right, so this is what you might sound like.
Hi, this is Scott Johnson showing an example of what it might be like if you had a voicemail to play on the show. See how simple this is? You just call 801-471-0462. And then you hit pound. No, you don't even do that. You just say words. All right? Okay. Bye now.
See?
You sound like you have a cold.
I know. It was just early in the morning. I kind of did, though.
It was like it sounded really deep. Didn't sound like you. That's weird.
Well.
But awesome.
I do sound deep.
Send us an email.
Yeah. Send us an email. And
send us a phone call.
Maybe you too can sound deep.
Voicemail.
Send us a phone mail. All right. That's it for that. How about foodie for the week? You made some boiled peanuts that at first I wasn't sure about, but now I think I'm convinced they're really good. But also I'm afraid I'm going to give myself like a sodium.
You weren't sure they were good?
Well, they're so
boiled
salty.
Boiled peanuts have a lot of salt in them.
Always, right?
Always.
That's
I usually don't put a lot in them
because
I put more of the Cajun seasoning into ours.
Yeah.
But I was trying something different. It has, you know, the garlic salt and the celery salt and the onion salt. And I put salt and then I put the Cajun seasoning. And I probably overdid it.
That's a lot of salt.
They're very salty, but they're a good little treat.
They're good. You know what? If I eat less of them at a time, this batch, it's the same. It's no big deal. But if I go nuts like I did the last batch you made, I have a coronary or something. Just fall over dead.
I'm trying new recipes. I'm trying to come up with my own that I really like. And so this is a different version. Obviously a too salty version. I can do
what was that weird?
Better.
What was that weird and almost beautiful, ugly bowl of black bean thing you made the other day? Like, it's hard for me to explain because it was nasty looking, but great looking at the same time. It was so good.
It's because I blended some of the beans and then put them back in, but I didn't make them whipped creamy. They were kind of in bits.
Yeah.
Kind of a weird soup.
I ended up loving it. I thought it was awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah, it was really good. And she made Zuppa Toscana today, which we talked about, I think, at the top of the show a little bit.
Yep.
Did we?
I think so.
Was that today?
Because we talked about kale.
When was our last episode? 100
kale
years
and potatoes
ago?
Canceling each other.
Oh, yeah,
out.
Right. Kale and potatoes versus let the fight begin. But so, anyway. Yeah. They were really good, and these boiled peanuts were good. I don't know if people want these recipes as you create them, because you'll do things.
I need to tweak them a little.
Right. Plus, you always kind of wing it. Like her, we talked about, I think last time we talked about the ramen bar, and you didn't use a recipe for that. You just made it up, and it was great.
It was like a...
Well, that's the question. Let's say you hit on a good one with some improvisation cooking.
Okay.
Do you track what the hell you did?
I remember it.
Do you write it down?
No.
Oh, man. What if Van is like 30 and going, Grandma.
I will perfect my recipes. I've done that with jambalaya. I've done it enough times that now I've written that one down. I need to tweak a few more.
Because what if Van goes like...
What if Van go?
Yeah. Cuts off his ear. No. What if he says, boy, I'm 32, and since Grandma and Grandpa did their murder-suicide, I've been looking for recipes.
Good hell.
Well, I don't know, you know. You want you maybe we chose our own way out. We both got diagnosed with chronic I don't know, nipple cancer or something. Whatever it is, whatever you get. and let Gramps and we make a plan and we do our plan, and then Van's got no recipes. Dude, would you feel bad?
He will have recipes. Okay. By then we'll have perfected them enough.
All right. Well, hopefully none of that comes to fruition except for the recipes.
Oh, gosh.
That'll do it for this week. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Some of you have said, man, I'd sure like to support this show in some monetary fashion. The good news is you can do it on a kind of a monthly way. And it kind of covers all the little extra things that go on around Frog Pants that aren't part of the main staples. The show would probably fall under that. So go check us out at patreon.com/frogpants. And you could chuck a buck a month our way or something, whatever you're comfortable with. And we'll continue making your favorite couples podcast, which used to be a whole category by itself back in the early days of podcasting. And here we are trying to revive it, make it new again. Make couples podcasting great again. Let's get those hats printed.
Stop it.
No? Okay.
Yeah.
Frogpants.com/skim is our website. Skimshow@gmail.com is where you can email us. And again, those voicemails and texts, if you'd rather text us, you can do that. 801-471-0462. Kim, is there anything else you'd like to say before we leave?
I hope to hear from you all.
Yeah, I do too. And I hope to see a bunch of you in April. And I hope that time slows down. And I hope that we have a show next Thursday. That would be nice. Thanks, everybody, for listening.
See ya.
See you next time.
Ready for breakfast. Here's the table. Father, Mother, Bill, and Mabel.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.